This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Patient first name is Erwin, E-R-W-I-N. Last name is Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N. Date of birth is 5-6-1938. Date of dictation is 3-1-2023. Next paragraph, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, insomnia, history present and last. This is a 84 years old married retired physician who was admitted to this facility. With a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, comma periapical abscess, ASHD, low back pain, BPH, hypertension, history of COVID-19, muscle weakness, neuromuscular dysfunction of bladder, spinal stenosis, presence of cardiac pacemaker, the patient expressed some helplessness over decline in his health and inability to walk. He acknowledged that he has Parkinson's disease, but denied any tremors in upper extremities, but reports weakness in lower extremities. He reports that he was hospitalized with sepsis and was in coma for 14 days, and since then he's not been able to walk. He reports that he has an appointment with a neurologist. He acknowledged that sometimes he sleeps during the day and has trouble sleeping at night, and his appetite is poor. He's on melatonin. He denied any persistent feelings of hopelessness, crying spells, or any thoughts of harm to self or others. Staff reports that on 2/28 he was confused and called his family, believing that he was held captive, and asked them to call police. He denied any hallucinations during my evaluation. Next paragraph, he thought he's at Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. He thought it's February 23rd. He knew Joe Biden as a president. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, patient reports that he's married. He reports that his wife had a fracture of ankle. Patient claims that he has 8 children. He had one set of triplets and adopted 2 children and has 3 other children. He reports that his practice in family medicine was on the east side. He reports that he did his residency in Chicago. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, eyes, ears, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurological, forgetfulness, psychiatric, please see complete psychiatric evaluation, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol and substance abuse treatment, no, number of prior hospitalizations, 0, prior history of suicide attempts, no, prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, postgraduate medical education, current occupation, retired physician. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, 8 per patient. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no, prior incarceration, no. next paragraph under a review of histories and habits comments, please see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI. Period. Save that information. Next paragraph under social history, smoker never smoked. Does patient drink alcohol? No. Drug abuse? No. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general somewhat disheveled, demeanor, cooperative, friendly, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, coherent, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes, logical with periods of confusion, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self and place, memory recent, mildly impaired, patient could recall 2 out of 3 objects, attention, concentration appears fair, fund of knowledge, fair, judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, under medications, melatonin 3 milligrams at bedtime, next paragraph under assessment plan, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood at 43.23, plans, no indications for psychotropic medications, continue melatonin for insomnia, number 2, unspecified dementia of unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance and anxiety, F03.90, plans, monitor cognition, PS staff needs to anticipate patient's needs, peer encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities and therapy. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service for any changes in mood or behaviors, we'll follow with you as needed basis. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305, end of dictation.